This is Reid Raskin with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. According to the Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, global sea levels could rise by an average of 3.2 feet by 2100, which would force people from low-lying atolls in the Pacific and Indian Oceans and Torres Strait to evacuate. A 2016 study argues that once we hit 25, the number of friends we have peaks and begins to dwindle over time. Non-citizen voting is legal in three municipalities in Prince George's County, City of Hyattsville, Riverdale Park, and the town of Mount Rainier, as well as in several neighboring Montgomery County cities. Union filings of unfair labor practices have fallen nearly 11% under President Donald Trump. Unions fear the conservative NLRB will get rid of some of the remaining union protections if they have a chance. Charges filed plummeted to fewer than 19,000 by the end of 2018. A 43% drop compared with the 2002 peak. A complicated financial tool called default credit swaps has some lenders to companies with a higher interest in their bankruptcy than success, prompting calls for SEC investigations. A 2014 study finds that the more weak ties a person has, such as a barista, neighbor, etc., the happier they feel, and maintaining this network gives a sense of belonging to a community. Bayer faced a significant courtroom defeat with a lawsuit alleging Roundup weed killer led to cancer, with a California jury awarding a couple over $2 billion in damages. The U.S. Supreme Court has allowed an enormous class action suit against Apple to move forward, saying that consumers should be allowed to try and prove that the tech giant used monopoly power to raise prices on iPhone apps. More than 700,000 knees are replaced in the U.S. annually, and more than 500,000 hips, according to the Arthritis Foundation. The largest among Chinese export categories to the U.S. is cell phones at $44.5 billion, followed by laptops at $37.2 billion, and toys at $12.2 billion. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathkin's Bulletin, is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100, United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.